You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Samaritans. The Samaritans, or Shomronim in Hebrew, are a small tribe of people who live near Shechem, modern-day Nablus, and call themselves Bnei Israel. Religiously, they are the adherents to Samaritanism, a parallel but separate religion to Judaism. Based on the Samaritan Torah, Samaritans claim their ownership and their worship is the true religion of the ancient Israelites prior to the Babylonian exile, preserved by those who remained in the land of Israel, as opposed to Judaism, which they assert as a related but altered and amended religion brought back by the exiled returnees. Ancestrally, they claim descent from a group of Israelite inhabitants who have connections to Samaria from the beginning of the Babylonian exile up to the beginning of the Common Era. The Samaritans, however, derive their name not from this geographical designation, but rather from the Hebrew term Shomrim, or keepers of the law. Although historically they were a large community, up to more than a million in late Roman times, they gradually reduced to several tens of thousands up to a few centuries ago. Their unprecedented demographic shrinkage has been a result of various historical events, including, most notably, the bloody repression of the Third Samaritan Revolt against the Byzantine Christian rulers in 529 CE, and the mass forced conversion to Islam in the early Muslim period of Palestine. With the revival of Hebrew as a spoken language by Jewish immigrants to pre-state Israel, and its growth and adoption as the official language following the establishment of the state, most Samaritans today speak modern Hebrew, especially in Israel. The most recent spoken mother tongue of the Samaritans was Arabic. For liturgical purposes, Samaritan Hebrew, Samaritan Aramaic, and Samaritan Arabic are used, all of which are written in the Samaritan alphabet, a variant of the Old Hebrew alphabet. According to Samaritan tradition, Mount Gerizim was the original holy place of the Israelites from the time that Joshua conquered Canaan and the 12 tribes of Israel settled the land. The reference to Mount Gerizim comes from the time when Moses ordered the 12 tribes to be split. 6 tribes were placed on Mount Gerizim and 6 tribes were placed on Mount Ebal. Moses then proceeded to offer warnings of blessing and curses to those who do or do not follow the Torah. Samaritan historiography will place the basic schism from the remaining part of Israel after the 12 tribes conquered and returned to the land of Canaan, led by Joshua. After Joshua's death, Eli the priest left the tabernacle which Moses erected in the desert and established on Mount Gerizim, and built another one under his own rule in the hills of Shiloh. Thus he established both an illegitimate priesthood and an illegitimate place of worship. The Samaritans have insisted that they are direct descendants of the northern Israelite tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, who survived the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel by the Assyrians in 722 BCE. The inscription of Sargon II records the deportation of a relatively small proportion of the Israelites, so it is quite possible that a sizable population remained that could identify themselves as Israelites, the term that the Samaritans prefer for themselves. Jewish tradition maintains a different origin for the Samaritans. The Talmud accounts for a people called Kutim on a number of occasions, mentioning their arrival by the hands of the Assyrians. According to 2 Kings verse 17, and Josephus in his book Antiquities, the people of Israel were removed by the king of the Assyrians, who then brought people from Babylon, Kuta, Ava, Emat, and Sepharvaim to places in Samaria. Because Hashem sent a plague among them to kill them, the king of the Assyrians sent one of the priests from Beit El to teach the new settlers about Hashem's ordinances. The eventual result was that the new settlers worshipped Hashem and began claiming they were brothers of the Jews. According to the Jewish version of events, when the Judean exile ended in 538 BCE and the exiles began returning home from Babylon, they found their former homeland populated by other people who claimed the land as their own, and Jerusalem, their former glorious capital, in ruin. The Persian emperor Cyrus the Great permitted the return of the exiles to their homeland and ordered the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. The book of Ezra in chapter 4 says that the local inhabitants of the land offered to assist with the building of the new temple during the time of Zerubbabel, but their offer was rejected. According to Ezra, this rejection precipitated a further interference not only with the rebuilding of the temple, but also with the reconstruction of Jerusalem. The text is not clear on this matter, but one possibility is that these people of the land were thought of as Samaritans. We do know that Samaritan and Jewish alienation increased, and that the Samaritans eventually built their own temple on Mount Gerizim near Shechem. The precise date of the schism between Samaritans and Jews is unknown, but was certainly complete by the end of the 4th century BCE. Archaeological excavations at Mount Gerizim should suggest that a Samaritan temple was built there around 330 BCE. According to Samaritans, it was on Mount Gerizim that Abraham offered Isaac in human sacrifice, according to Genesis 22. The Torah mentions the place where God shall choose to establish his name in Deuteronomy chapter 12, and Judaism takes this to refer to Jerusalem. However, the Samaritan text speaks of the place where God has chosen to establish his name, and Samaritans identify it as Mount Gerizim, making it the focus of their spiritual values. The Samaritan religion is based on some of the same books used as the basis of mainstream Judaism, but differs from the latter. Samaritan scriptures include the Samaritan version of the Torah, the Memar Markah, the Samaritan liturgy, and Samaritan law codes and biblical commentaries. Samaritans appear to have texts of the Torah as old as the Masoretic texts in the Septuagint. The basic beliefs of the Samaritans are the unity of Hashem and careful avoidance of anthropomorphic references to Hashem. Moses is the only prophet and there will be none like him. They therefore reject any scripture other than the Torah. Mount Gerizim is the holy mount. The belief in a coming Tahib, who will restore the period of favor with Hashem, establish the true religion, and destroy the followers of Ezra. After the Tahib lives 110 years and dies, there will be a resurrection of the dead and final judgment. The Samaritans retain the ancient Hebrew script, the high priesthood, animal sacrifices, the eating of lambs at Passover, and the celebration of Aviv in spring as the new year. Yom Teruah, the biblical name for Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the month of Tishrei, is not considered a new year as it is in Judaism. Their main Torah text differs from the Masoretic text as well. Some differences are doctrinal. For example, their Torah explicitly states that Mount Gerizim is the place that God has chosen for the temple, as opposed to the Jewish Torah that refers to the place that God will choose. Other differences are minor and seem more or less accidental. Samaritans refer to themselves as B'nai Israel, or Children of Israel, which is a term used by all Jewish denominations as a name for the Jewish people as a whole. They, however, do not refer to themselves as Yehudim, Judeans, the standard Hebrew name for Jews, considering the latter to denote only mainstream Jews. The Talmudic attitude expressed in Tractate Kittum is that they are to be treated as Jews in matters where their practice coincides with the mainstream, but are treated as non-Jews where the practices differ. Since the 19th century, mainstream Judaism has regarded the Samaritans as a Jewish sect, and the term Samaritan Jews has been used for them. Thank you for listening to Samaritans. Shalom.